You could teach on the gifts. I could teach on them for a year, and there's people that could teach on them for 2 years and still not cover everything. Is that my daughter Shelley back there? Hello, Shelley. It's good to have you here tonight. Lisi and Isaiah, God bless you. And I want you to hear this. I want to try to give you an understanding about how these gifts work, because I'll tell you, I'm very, very laid back on it. When I give a word to somebody, I just give them a word. It could be a word of knowledge. It could be a word of prophecy. It could be a lot of different things. It could be any one of the nine. I've used all of them in my life and in my ministry. And 1 Corinthians 14:32 in the New International Version says, the spirits of the prophets are subject to the control of the prophets. Now, I'm going to hit two sides of something, and we're going to end up in the middle on this so you understand how this works. What this is saying, quite simply, is this. This means that the Holy Spirit does not take over a person's spirit to the point where that person loses restraint. The opposite is true. One of the nine characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And you never lose that when the gifts are given. Now, I'm saying that because I also said, I don't have the gifts. The gifts have me, and the Lord can use them. But can I tell you something? I can either go along with the gifts and give that word, and I know I want to give, the Holy Spirit wants to give a word to Dwayne tonight. I don't even know what it is yet, but I'm just going to do the best I can. And there's been times I have been too afraid to give a gift. And there's been times in that I wish I would have when I heard some circumstances. I don't have the gifts at my disposal to deal them out like playing cards. That's just not how it works. But on the other hand, the Holy Spirit works with my spirit. Man is a spirit. We're made in the image of God. In John chapter 4, Jesus told the woman at the well that God is a spirit. So if God is a spirit, and if Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 says that let us make man in our image after our likeness, man is basically a spirit. And when we die, we'll see that. We'll have another body, but it'll be a glorified body. It'll be an eternal body, not like the bodies that we have right now. Okay? Now, in that spirit, how do you get started, Angelo? You know, all I know to tell you is I just go with the flow. I do the best that I can. Have you ever been wrong? I think probably I have. I don't remember anybody. Yeah, I've remembered a few people telling me I was wrong. And in the telling, then it just a few days or a few weeks later, I wasn't wrong. But my boast is in the Lord. And I must humbly say to you, how many of you here, you have a desire to be used in the gifts of the Spirit by the raising of your hand? Yes, absolutely. They're for the body, they're exciting, they're amazing, they show the nature of God and how he is, and he expresses himself. But as this verse says, no verse in the Bible says this any clearer. The spirits, let me just read it again right out of here. The spirits of the prophets, notice that's a small s, are subject to the control of the prophets. In other words, you can either flow with that gift, or you can, as I have to tell you, there's been times I just was too afraid, or I thought, well, this is the wrong time, and there's been times when I thought maybe I should give this to a person in a different setting, maybe privately, and I've done that, and But the gifts are for the open church service. And they make the service exciting. If you see things happen and you see people blessed, and God never, you have to understand this here, and it's not part of my teaching on this, but God never openly corrects people with the gifts of the Spirit. Now, somebody might be out of a line in service, and we have to say something to them. You agree with that? But God never says, God, is that the Lord just showed me you're doing this, that, or the other, and he's going to kill you if you don't stop. It doesn't work like that. That's not the nature of God, see? God's nature is conviction and not condemnation. So he's going to, if there's something corrective that has to be spoken, usually if you see, if might shut your microphone off or just get a person at a different point, a different place, and speak to them. But I want to make that clear, not to take away from what I said before, that I don't have the gifts. The gifts have me, and he uses them through me as he sees fit, okay? And you have to be attentive. You have to be, I'll tell you one thing that brings the gifts of the Holy Spirit is worship, a good worship service, flowing with God. Young man, can I give you a word from the Lord? Stand up. Now, I'm going to just, you decide which one of these gifts it is. Can I tell you something? I've never been smart enough to differentiate every little old thing. But I'm going to take you by the hand and say, look here, I know this here. I know God loves you. And you're making a change. I want you to know.
Man, I know it, man. I feel it. Yeah, every day I'm celebrating life. Spirits, you're talking about the spirits. I was reading exactly what you're reading right now. I was reading, was it last night before I went to know? It was this morning at 4:30 this morning. I was reading.
Somebody, girls, bring me a microphone. I want to hear what this young man has to say.
No, this is what I was studying last night.
1 Corinthians, to one is given, yeah, the nine that's spiritual gifts.
At 4:30 this morning, that was my study.
Yeah, yeah. Hold that for him, just however.
And I was saying, now, the last few months, I've been in the Spirit, and God's been working on me, and I've just been trying to figure it out. So what you said just now was on point. And this morning at 4:30 this morning, I was studying the spirits. When he said turn to 1
Corinthians. I'm paying him to say that. You're absolutely out of your mind. Okay? What I'm telling you is this. I was sitting right here 5 minutes ago, and the Lord said, I want to speak to Dwayne. And I just said, okay. And let me tell you something very important. If you get up and speak and it doesn't seem right or something, this is where we learn. We're a family here. Has anybody in your family ever spoken something they shouldn't have or something? We don't hold it against them. In fact, love covers people that we're close to. But stay here and see if you can get your compadre to come up here too, because we're going to pray for him. That's your compadre over there. Yes. Well, go ahead and say everything you wanted to say, Dwayne.
No, God's just good, man, and I'm excited about the future. He's just been ministering to me the most when I'm by myself. Like you said a while ago, while you're praising, worshiping, I'll put a song on. And I do this every day, sometimes several times a day, just because I'm understanding the Spirit and his characters, how he does do exactly what you just said. It describes him, the characters. And it just, sometimes it's a trip, you know, but it's so exciting to be around people that are involved in that really do know God like that. Because then you meet Christians or, you know, the believers that have never really been in the grace of God. So when you're really in it, you're jacked and excited about it. And my life for the last year, I guess, really has been just really leveled up with him, and you know, it's kept me single. I haven't been out there chasing women or nothing because, man, I'm married to God. I'm married to the Word. I haven't never seen nothing like this in my life. I didn't know. I've been in this church since I was young. I used to get spankings in the back of the church by the deacons.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell the story now?
Yes,
if you
sir.
Don't like this story,
no,
it's a story when you were in the truck and Shelly was in the front seat and you were in the back.
Sir.
He was just about 11 or 12 years old. And I was trying to straighten him out, you know. Mary was single at the time. And he said, you can't tell me what to do. you're not my dad. And I took him, and I grabbed his, you remember this, Shelly? I grabbed the T-shirt, put it over and whacked him around, and I said, what do you think now? I said, what did I say? And Shelly was saying, I told you, Dwayne. I told you not to say. And I said, now what do you think? I said, what do you think about that now? And he said something like, well, that's okay. But I'll tell you what he did. That was the only time I ever did. Because any other time, his legs got longer, and I tried to catch him a few times, and I could never catch him again. He could run so much faster than me. That's when I realized I wasn't 18 anymore. But that just really happened. That's how the Holy Spirit, I could have let that go. I could have said, I got to do this. I got to keep on. You know what I promise you we're going to do? We're going to get out of here on time. We're going to take communion like we're supposed to. But I'm going to give you this word, okay? Because everything that you're saying is true. And you girls, I think you're going to pray for him in just a moment. So just listen to what I'm saying to him. And you just this, I've said this before. When, as I speak, I've said to the person, if I get off, just stop me right there and I'll stop. Now, I've never had anybody tape me up, but that's just, you know what? I ain't got nothing to prove here. You know what? I just love God the Father, and so does this young man here. And you know, Dwayne, you've gone from night to day. You started out one way, and you had people that were in your life that you looked up to, and you begin to see, I don't want to be like that. And you begin to change. And all kinds of terrible, terrible things happen to you, but like always in your life, you never let anything break you down, man. You were going to keep going no matter what. And then I've seen this, and this is what the Lord's saying. I have stopped people from hurting you.
Amen. For sure.
I have stopped people from hurting you. Because a long time ago, before you were born, I knew you were going to be mine.
Amen. Yeah. I tell you, I know you got something for me. You ain't no way you stopped all of them.
That's right. He stopped all of them. We're not going to go into that right now. But we're not going to go into how that all happened. But yeah. He stopped everyone. Every one of the people that wanted to hurt you the most. He said, because that part of your life, if you'll let it be, the Lord says, is over. He says, I've got great things for you. If you study that guitar and you study music, I'll blast that into you. I'll make it where that'll grow inside of you. If you study preaching, teaching, as you study the word and feed on the word, see, man doesn't really do well just by bread alone and having the right house and the right cow. Man lives by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, and it comes forth in this word. And he says, go like you're going right now. Keep going like you're going. I'll watch over you. I'm taking care of your children. Anything that you put to prayer, anything that you're concerned about, I will hear your prayer, and I promise you I will answer you. And what you feel now, you're going to feel it more and more and more and more.
I asked God before I come to service, I said, let something beautiful happen. You know, I said, let something beautiful happen tonight.
Speak that into the microphone.
Probably like 3 o'clock, right after I picked up the kids.
Give him some juice on this mic.
I said, let something beautiful happen tonight. Because what I know is anytime I test God, and I'm seeing time and time again, if I'll just be real with him and say, let something happen, better start looking for it. Because it's going to happen. And I just asked him about 3 or 4 o'clock. I said, let something beautiful happen tonight. And that's beautiful to me.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know, I have, amen, let's give the Lord a hand, amen. And can I tell you something? I have tried to help with this boy and maybe overstepped my boundaries at times, trying to be a dad to him, trying to reason with him. And he has every reason to be upset with me. But you know, he has never, in all the time, he has never, to me, dishonored me, said anything bad. He's always loved me, and he stood up for me when others wouldn't. And there was a time him and somebody else was together, and this guy thought he was going to badmouth me, and Dwayne just told him, you better blankety-blank stop. This is Brother Angelo. You ain't going to talk to him that way. And he meant it, and that guy stopped. You know who that was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we won't talk about that either. But anyhow, you know, I believe in the gifts. And I've seen them flow in churches of 300 or 400 or 500, okay, or as little as this. You know, some of the greatest miracles recorded in the Bible were recorded with less people than this in the room. Sometimes just Jesus and John chapter 5, the pool of Bethesda, goes up to the man, 38 years, been carried there because an angel would come down at a certain time and trouble those waters, and whoever got in first was healed of whatever they had. And Jesus just slipped up to him one day and he said, "Will you be made whole?" And he said, "Sir," he said, I've never been able to get in there first. And there's always somebody before me. He said, "That's not what I'm asking for. Are you ready to be healed?" And he said, "In the name of Jesus, you're healed." And he was healed from that moment on. That's how God is. And girls, I want you to come up here, if you would please, and just lay hands on Dwayne. And I want to say this to you girls. Long after I'm not here anymore, I want you to be comfortable. Be around the Spirit. Be around. Now, did you see what just happened? I didn't know he was going to say any of that. I didn't know that. I just knew, and I had a choice to either call Dwayne out or not to. What were you going to say? I didn't know what I was going to say. How does that work? That's kind of frightening. Yes, it is. But can I tell you something? When I put my hands on and when I said yes to God, I didn't have control. God, the Holy Spirit, the big S, got a hold of me and put those words in me, okay? And they were words of blessing. And that's what God wants to do with everybody, even people we don't like. He wants to bless them. This is the time. Like never before, we need God's love. We need His mercy. And girls, you don't have to have a microphone. I'm going to just step back, and you girls, just pray for him. Lay hands on him and pray for him. What do I pray? Whatever God shows you, I believe that you can do it. Go ahead, girls. Now you pray for him, whatever's on your heart. It doesn't have to be loud. I don't have to know what it is. I believe God will hear your prayer. Amen. Thank you for letting us give you a word, son. I love you so much. I love you so much. I couldn't be prouder of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Girls, if you would just sit somewhere where you're kind of close. I should have had you up there too. Do you have anything you want to? Would you pray over Dwayne right now? If you would just get up there. If you want a microphone, if you don't want one, okay. Just get there. Yes. My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you give me. I've taught everybody that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for moving right here. Thank you for moving tonight. We need you. Some people are very tired and they came anyway. Lord, I thank God for my daughter Kelly. Thank you, Father. Mic her, please.
I'm loud enough, I don't need it.
Oh, just trust me. Let me do that.
Everybody to get here, and there was a guy pulled up in the parking lot out there, and I just said, "Sir, you can't park here. You have to park across the street over there." And he says, from the get-go, it was really negative. It's like, "Don't treat me like an idiot. Don't treat me like I'm dumb. Don't blah 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 blah." And I said, I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant that you can't pull in the parking lot. You have to get over there." And he said, "Well, I came to bring you boxes," and I apologized again, and it went from that to him telling me that he knew this was a church and this is what we were doing, and that he was an atheist and his wife was a Buddhist. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, and then it just came across me. I thought, you know, you're on God's ground here. And whatever box you get today has already been blessed by God, and it's covered in it's covered in his blood, and you know, you're gonna enjoy it. Just trust me on that. And I'm not trying to push my religion on you, but I just really didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to come across that, and I hope I handled it well.
There's one more
thing you
could do.
All I knew to know was to tell him that.
We'll do it with you, Sherry. I want you to stand up right now. I want them two girls to lay hands on you.
I just knew that he was going to get blessed because God had already blessed him by putting that box of food in his truck that day. So there was the first step. You know, the second step, he heard me. You know, I didn't dog him because the way he believed, but I wasn't going to let him intimidate me on the way I believed.
That's
and
right.
I just
come right over here.
I just pray that every bite of food that goes in his mouth is.
Come here,
touches even.
Come here. Come here, sister. I want you to stand right here. And I want a girl, one of you girls on each side of her.
And I just pray for that man and his wife.
I want you to pray right now. God, that's what God just
Lord,
said.
Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch those people today. If it has to start with me out on that parking lot, and Lord, and end with the bite of food that they get in their mouth, Lord, I just pray that somehow or another you bring them to church, whether it be this church or another church. I just pray that they believe, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Give me your hand. I got a word for you. This is the word. You know, in the last couple of years, your life has really changed.
Oh, it has. It's drastically. That's what I told him.
Yes. And can I tell you something? As you've watched others, whatever you've watched anybody do, this is what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. Listen to me. Whatever you've seen other people do, you can do. Whatever you've seen done here, you just blessed everybody. How many of you are blessed to hear that?
Amen.
Yeah. Because see, here we are doing everything we can to be good to people. And people come in, they're edgy, they're hurting, they're afraid, they're having a bad day, they're having a bad life. But I'm just gonna pray like never before. Girls, lay your hands on Sherry. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray for Sherry. Lord God, all that you said and promised her, Lord, I believe and declare you're going to do everything that you showed me, Father. And you've given her that boldness. The Lord says, I've given you that boldness because I need people that can be bold too, Sherry. And I love you, and I'll be with you. And I see your heart, and I see that you care about people. You care about others. You care about the downtrodden person. And I'm with you. And anything that you want, I'm going to give you. Anything, just ask me, and I'll give it to you. And what you've seen others do, you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it. Hallelujah.
And then it ended with one of our guys that comes through the food bank that needed prayer that I went to his house, and I was there for an hour and a half.
You know, there's a lot of way we can go with the service. I'm watching the clock. I'm not going to let you be late. I know some of you are tired. Who wants to say something in here? Mary, do you want to say? Yes, I thought so.
Can I give a praise report?
Please give a, yeah, do what you think you got to do here. Just let the Holy Ghost have the service.
Some of this is really important to me. Some of it may be silly to you guys, but, you know, last Thursday, Ernie had another one of those spells. Didn't know who he was or where he was. And I took him up to Mercy in Fort Smith, and they ran tests on him and everything. But I just thank God that he's still here because, you know, thank God that Jeremiah was over there that day and in the backyard with him. Otherwise, Ernie would have just been out there, and I wouldn't have known it because he didn't know where he was. He didn't recognize his own yard. He didn't recognize anything. And got him home, you know, and just watching over him real carefully, you know. But, you know, it's just sometimes the little things that pile on top, like, that's enough. You know, like I had a switch go out on my garbage disposal. Sherry told me how to fix it. Or told Ernie how to fix it. And then my bathroom down in my basement was backing up, and we were able to get Bill Blackwell over there, and he got that fixed for me. And it's just those little things like that, you know, that I couldn't take anymore. And, you know, God's God's just been really faithful, and I'm really thankful to him. And another thing, they told us before we left the hospital that Ernie had had a shot every day for 6 days. I'm going, oh, my God. And I thought we were going over to Clarksville every day to get this shot. And they said, no, no, you have to do that. I thought, I can't. Pastor Kelly gave him his first shot, thank God. And God bless Sherry Turner. Every other shot, she has showed up at the house every single day and give him that shot. And I just thank her for it. Yeah. God's good, y'all. He really is.
Now, listen, before you give that microphone up, I want you to take it back. And I want to say this. I want you and these two girls. Kelly has had a day like you had. Just everything all at once. I want you to go over there and pray for her. And you girls go with her.
You pray for my pastor?
Yes, I want you to pray for your pastor.
Father, I just lift up this precious, precious woman of God, Father God. And you let her know that you see her, Father God, and that you go before her, you go behind her, you're on both sides of her, Father God. And I just plead the blood of Christ over her. I plead the blood over her mind, that when she lays down, she will rest, Father God. We just love her, Father, and we know that you love her, God, and we thank you for her. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. And now listen to me, everybody, and just stay close, girls. It's the same thing. Sherry could have said, no, I don't feel like it. See, that'd be like with me when I was sitting up here, and he said, I got a word for him that blessed you. You felt like it was right on. See, what if I wouldn't have gave that? What if Sherry wouldn't have told hers? What if Mary wouldn't have told hers and prayed for Kelly? What do you want to say? Go over there, if you would, girls, and get that microphone to her.
God gave me a word for Dwayne as they were praying. The word apostle came to me, and I know it was from God. And you're going to have lots of people following you and around you, and you're going to do many great things for the Lord. I mean, you're an apostle. God said that.
I believe that. I believe this woman, when she speaks, amen, give the Lord a hand. An apostle, a missionary, however, whatever you want to call it, a church starter, somebody that just gets things going. I believe that too. I get a witness to that. Who'd like a word tonight in here? Anybody? Stand up. All right. Come on with me, girls. Come right out here, Mary, a little bit more. Stand by Millie. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna pray for these two girls. Look here. Come here, Kayla. You girls are special. You girls are different. And I want you to think right now what you want most. And I'm not going to ask you what it is. But God's going to hear what you're saying right in your heart. One thing I want for you is to get your homework done. I know it's a sacrifice. And Mike and your mom, they bring you here. And you come, you don't complain. You touched my heart greatly when you told me one time, well, they wanted me to go to the ball game, but I just wanted to go to the church. And all your life, you've loved God. All of your life, your mama loved God. And I'm going to pray right now. Stretch your hand toward these three girls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for putting people in my life that work with me, that bless me, make my job easier, Lord, that will do the best they can. And Father, in each heart that's here, in these three, Lord, each one of them, you know what they're asking. And I just pray, Father, in the holy name of Jesus, grant their wish in a way that they know, Father, that it came for you, from you, and it came, look at me, girls, you're going to know it came this moment. Because God wants you to trust the Holy Spirit. You're going to know it came because of this prayer. Not because I prayed it, but because God said it to you right now. He's going to give you whatever you ask for. Okay? Appreciate you, girls. All right. Tell us what you want.
I want to pray for somebody.
Okay.
The lady that I went through the lawsuit with, Teresa.
Yes. She lost a son.
She lost a son, too. And
she lost the son also. Case
the father was never in the child's life. And now she's got this lawsuit going where this money's coming in, and this man is going to be able to get half of her money. And she's going to have to go to another court battle over this. And she was just broken today, and she was crying and telling me that, you know, that he was not a part of that boy's life. And now she's going to have to fight with him over this. I want to pray for her. I want to pray that that man doesn't get anything from Teresa. You know, Teresa's been going through this. It's made her sick. It's crippled her. It's given her something in her brain from the grief that's caused her to not even be able to walk at times. I just want to pray for her.
You girls, if you would lay hands on Mary, it's a sign that we're all in agreement here. The whole church, stretch your hands this way. I hope everybody heard what was said there.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Teresa right now, Lord. I ask, first of all, Lord, that you would touch her in her heart, Lord, and that you would let her know that you love her and that you're with her and that you would give her perfect peace, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that this person, Lord, who created a baby, who made a baby but didn't take care of, he doesn't deserve anything from her. I'm asking that you would cause circumstances and situations to be to where this man cannot take nothing from Teresa. And I'm asking you this in the name of Jesus, Father, and I'm thanking you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and so be it. So be it. You let her know, Mary, that we prayed for her. And we believe God is going to answer favorably. Amen. Amen. Kelly, if you would come here. And Shelley, if you would come here. I want both of you to pray for Nana, Mama. I want you to both pray. One pray and then the other. Lay hands on her and pray. Look at, we're in the battle. I've never seen anything this bad attack my wife and our family. This is bad. And one pray and then the other, please.
Lord, I thank you for Mom and God all these years that she served you.
Yes.
Lord, I just bring it back to your memory. And so, God, you won't let any part of this be wasted. But right now, Lord, I'm asking you for relief, and I'm asking you to make it come to an end. And right now, I plead the blood of your son over her right now in Jesus' name, from the very top of her head right now to the very soles of her feet. I tell this body to come in line with the word of God.
Yes.
And Lord, your word says that by your stripes that we are healed. God, not that we were or going to be, but God, that we are right now. And so, Lord, I speak that healing over her body, and I tell healing to begin to flow through this body right now and let it manifest, God, right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Shelley, you pray too. Lay hands on Nana and pray. Both of these girls are very close to Nana. They love her. Go ahead and pray. Turn that on where we can all hear your prayer.
Dear Lord, I thank you for Nana. I thank you for healing her, God. I thank you for taking the swelling and all the pain out of her body. Lord, I ask you right now to give her the doctor that she needs that can take care of her. But you are the best doctor. And I ask you in the name of Jesus just to help her.
Thank you for praying, girls, both of you. I love you. We're coming to the end of the service. What you've witnessed here is body ministry, Holy Spirit body ministry. This is what it means to move in the Spirit of God. I'm going to try to do something like this all the time when we're here. And how many of you are glad that you came? God's glad that you came. Amen.
I want to say something because I just feel like I should say it. It has been a day, but when I started the day, I said, Lord, a lot of times on Wednesdays I get stressed and I get irritated and I get all these things because I have all these people trying to talk to me at the same time. And so I really tried to focus today on just staying in the blessing part of what we're doing. And it just seemed like the more I tried to do that, the more problems came to try to get me up out of that flow of where I was supposed to be in the mind frame that I was supposed to be, and I fought that all day. And there's this wonderful little feller that he comes to church here. He's not here now, but he has OCD and he has all these things, and he is all the time, if I say, hey, do such and such, he's going to ask me 30 questions about how I want it done. And a lot of times that's just a lot for me, because, you know, if I say take out the trash, he wants a 30-step instruction panel on that trash. And so, you know, it takes a lot of me to deal with that sometimes. But, you know, God has used that young man in this church a few times. One time he said, something's wrong with your refrigerator. And I thought, that's a new refrigerator. It's a $5,000 refrigerator that we got a grant for. There's no way that there's something wrong with that refrigerator. Well, sure enough, there was something wrong with that refrigerator, and that kid just, right, he knew it. Well, today, right in the middle of all the chaos and it raining a little bit and just all this stuff over here, he comes up to me in the middle of the food distribution. He goes, the church has a gas leak. And in my natural fleshly head, I thought, you little OCD kid, stop. You know, like, it was just like in the heat of the moment. I mean, we got just things going all around. And I just thought, there's no way that the church has a gas leak. There's just no way. But right when he said that, and right when I thought that, I felt God just kind of prick my heart and say, you know what? I've given you this guy in your church, because he's going to make you aware of things in this building. And I've been teaching my sons. We come in here multiple times a day, 7 days a week, and I always stop and I say, we're going to pray over this building right now. And a lot of times I'll have Coco pray. I'll say, Coco, every time, and I'll tell them, this is what a pastor does. When you come up in this church building and you leave the church building, you got to pray over the building every time, that God will protect the building. Don't let nothing happen to the building. And you know, the gas guy was here in about 10 minutes. Sure enough, there was a gas leak. And then, to take it a step further, this young guy, he just looked like an angel. I mean, he's kind of blonde-headed. He had blue eyes. And he's from the Black Hill Energy. And all of a sudden, Jill over here goes, well, that's my nephew. And I was like, you know, it's just so funny how God just kind of gathers people, and he puts them all in the right place at the right time. He said, I was just, you know, not too far from here, and I got this emergency call. But, you know, it was just amazed me how God took care of that. But, you know, God just, he cares about all those little details that we just think, well, that's just a small, you know, little things. And then at the end of the day, Miss Mary looks at me and she goes, I have some really good news for you. And I thought, well, good, I need some good news. And she opened up the white refrigerator, and there was my little Sammy. He's like the second love of my life, but he's my dog, and he's my new dog. Lulu passed away, and that really crushed me. But she opened up the fridge, Kayla, and here was Sammy's favorite food. And I was like, a bunch of it. And I was like, you know, God, even catastrophe can be a blessing, because what it did was I sat there and talked to Jill's nephew, and I said, man, God loves you. You know, and I said, and I just want to thank you. I said, God puts you in the right place at the right time, and do you like beef? I said, because I'm going to give you a box of it. And we gave that young man all sorts of things. But God cares about what you're going through. He cares about the details of your life. And I just encourage y'all, when you leave your homes, when you leave your cars, you know what, pray over your stuff and commit them to God, because we pray over this building multiple times in a week, and God's faithful. He's super faithful.
Yes. Give the Lord a hand. Let me close by saying this. I got saved in 1971. I've been in several churches. I've never seen a church so blessed to be able to give so much away as this little church. You're part of something special. I pray as you go home, you think, I'm glad that I came. And if I'm not through, I could go, but we're gonna honor what we said and let you out of here. I think we've got food we're gonna try to give him, or we can if anybody wants it. Any, and just remember each one of us. Remember Frank, okay? This is all new to him, and you know what? He's got a sweet spirit, And I didn't see that in him when I first met him. But, you know, I love him. I just love who he is. And he's a special person. And let's make an altar where we are, or come to the altar, and let's get ready to take communion.